علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are discussing about the idea, or we are trying to understand what social political class did the messengers belong to. From what class of people did they come forth and guide and create those changes and revolutions? And we say that according to Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, they came from the mustadhafin, that means the lower class of the people, lower in the economic, social, political sense, not in the cultural sense or in terms of their understanding and their humanity. No, in terms of humanity, they were very high. But we're talking about in the socio-political, economic sense that they came from that group of people. They were a group of people that understood what hard work meant, what it means to work 10 hours a day, sweating and getting tired and, getting hurt and all of that. They understood these things. Some of our prophets were shepherds. They would spend hours, in the heat, taking care of, for example, the sheep or the cows or the cattle. And therefore, they had all of these difficulties in life. They understood what it means to live as a normal person in the society, or someone who is in the lower economic level or political level. This is how the prophets were.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
So we mentioned that the prophets did not come from the rich and the affluent and the elite classes of the society. They came from the normal class, the class that the normal people belonged to, the lower class of the society. And that is what we mean by mustadhaf. Of course, we will explain in depth what istidhaf means, what it means to be from the lower class and what it means to be in that weaker class. We will come to that, inshallah. But what we want to say is that the prophets didn't come from, he just came from a beautiful pearl castle, opened his doors, the doors of that castle, and said, "Oh people, I'm here to guide you and remove you from darkness." No, the prophets weren't like that. The prophet had a lifestyle that, if you would see them in that lifestyle, you would think they are completely living like the normal general public, those normal people of the society, and not the affluent and the higher class. Now, we want to talk about istidaf now, what it means to be a mustadaf, or to be from the lower class of the society. You see, in the society there are two groups of people, normally. There is one group of people that are those that that guide the society, or rather, they control the society, to be accurate. They control the society, they govern the society, and they take the society forward. The authority and the will of the society belongs to these people. They are the ones who decide for the society. While there's another group of people that are not like that. They go with the flow. They go where they are taken. Okay. They don't have any specific role in the future of the society. They do a lot of work. They might be spending hours of work, but they are not the ones who decide what the future of their society would look like. So, it doesn't mean that those who belong to the class which controls the society, that governs the society and takes the society forward, are those that are more hardworking or are more effortful. No, it doesn't mean that. For example, if you look in the society at the time of Fir'aun, the Pharaoh himself, how much hard work was he doing compared to the hard work done by the people, the normal people of the society? Of course, it's just a speck in the desert if you go and see the work that these pharaohs did compared to what the people were doing in that society. Here, what we mean is that there are people who belong to the higher class, where who would govern, who would take forward, who would plan for the community, and there were others that didn't have any say in the society. This was how the societies were divided.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
So now, we say there are these two groups of people. One group of people are those that are controlling the society, who are governing, who are taking the society forward, while the others are the normal people of the society who don't have a say at all. They don't have a say at all in the society. Rather, they don't even have a real important existence. They are treated as just, you know, nothing. They are given just tasks to do, and they are not taken seriously in terms of what they want regarding the future. The first group of people are in a minority, basically. They are the rich class, the powerful class that would control the society. While there was another group which was the majority, and these were what we call the mustadaf. The minority are what we call the mutakabbir, the mustakbir. In the past, of course, that would control, govern, and they would plan, but they would not involve the normal people. They would treat the normal people of the lower class as dirt. They would force them to do hard labor, to do harsh work. They would oppress them. They would confiscate their belongings. They would cause them to suffer. So this was there in the past, and to a certain degree it is there even today. The prophets belonged to that lower class. They were of those people that were suffering, that had difficulties, that just acted as and lived as the normal people of the societies would live. Now this had a very powerful impact in the reforms that they wanted to make in the lives of the people. Inshallah, we shall discuss about that in the coming sessions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.